Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bert Folsom's here, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Burton Folsom, Jr. is an original member of our Brain Trust, a founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the resident historian in the Brain Trust. And since in the last 13 years, almost 13 years since we've known him, he has moved. He's improved himself and he's now in his third generation of assignment with three different organizations since we've known him. We'd never let him get away. We always know we always track him down. He's the author of some very important books, including The Myth of the Robber Barons and also Empire Builders. These are books that are over 10 years old. They continue to be relevant and important. And his brand new book, which is going to be the same way, New Deal or Raw Deal, he's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, Bert. Thank you for all the time that you've given us over the years and for allowing us to track you down and not let you get away from us.
Well, I want to be with you, Jim, and I want to congratulate you also. 13 years, you have been there to give good advice and discuss ideas with small businessmen, and your show's been very innovative. It's taught me a lot over the years. You're a creative marketer. And that probably stems back from your days at what, Sears and Xerox and
Those guys. I had a lot of mentors in those organizations.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned a lot from you too, Bert. Thanks for your time with us. One of the things I know you want to do, I think it is interesting for citizens, for small business owners to contemplate our national leaders. And because they are very important, they're in very important assignments. Whether they're very important people or not, they are holding a very important assignment for us. And even though I reject the idea that a president needs to run the country, they do things that do impact our lives. And one of the things you've done is you studied presidents. Your new book is about Roosevelt, whether the New Deal was a good deal or a raw deal. And so I know that you compared President Obama to President Roosevelt. I'd like for you to talk to the audience a little bit about this, please.
Right. What we have are two presidents who undertook a lot of federal spending in their presidencies. And what we see, Jim, is that it did not work effectively with Roosevelt at all. And it's having the same result under Obama. And therefore, the comparison is good because we can see what went wrong under Roosevelt and study it under Obama too.
Let's get one thing on the table. The conventional wisdom, I think, among most Main Street Americans is that Roosevelt was a successful president.
That is.
And the New Deal saved our lives.
Well, that's why we have to talk with people a little bit who have a little more common sense, Jim, than my fellow historians. I'm sorry to have to say that.
My mother would consider this kind of this crazy talk.
Right. Well, yeah, your mother and my father-in-law had his first job under a New Deal program, and it was impossible to talk with people under those circumstances, because if you're hungry and you don't have a job, and then all of a sudden there's a New Deal agency, in his case the Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC, who offered him a job, and then here you have a son-in-law who's saying it wasn't a good idea. That isn't going to play.
That's crazy talk. So how do they compare? How the two presidents compare?
Well, we never got below double-digit unemployment under Roosevelt in his first two terms.
Yeah.
And part of it is, Jim, the old rule that if you spend money on a program, you have to get the money from somewhere. And we were getting the money in most of the time through taxation. So that if you raise taxes on one group and take money for them to give it to a federal program, you don't create a job. In fact, you really lose, because you're creating a bureaucracy to run the program also. So entrepreneurs were discouraged from investing because President Roosevelt raised the top tax rate to 79%.
Wow.
Entrepreneurs are not going to expand if $4 out of every $5 go to the government if they're successful.
Well, that's completely antithetical to any kind of an entrepreneurial idea.
It is.
Yeah.
And your listeners know that, that if you ask them about expansion, it's heavily geared toward what are the regulations, the taxes that are out there that will either give you an incentive to expand or will prohibit that expansion.
Well, now, but now Mr. Obama is, he's willing to have discussions about lowering taxes, but he doesn't like it to be lowered on everybody.
Well, yeah.
Let me rephrase that, not lowering taxes, because it's not lowering taxes, folks. It's just maintaining what we have.
And these, of course, are the tax rates.
Yeah.
And, all we're talking about now is trying to maintain the rates that been present for the last 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, President Obama and many of his supporters want to raise the tax rates. On rich people, and that's where so
but
much
isn't
of the job
that isn't
created.
That where these guys compare from a philosophical, from an ideological standpoint?
Yeah, Roosevelt, from a philosophical standpoint, Roosevelt and Obama are very comparable. Roosevelt, although he favored 79%, he wanted it higher. By the time he left the presidency, the top tax rate was 94% on
right.
all income over $200,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
94% on it.
But that's not – President Obama's not proposing anything like that.
Well, no, I think he'd like that. But all he's proposing is a hike from 35 to about 40%.
What are other ways that he compares to President Roosevelt, Obama?
Well, both of them look to the federal government to solve problems.
Yeah.
Roosevelt, if there's a problem with unemployment, then you have a federal program to do something about it. If the car companies are in trouble, then you have a federal program. Both
right.
of them did that in their first year. It was the National Recovery Act under Roosevelt, and, of course, it's the takeover of General Motors under Obama.
Well, there seems to be three ideologies here. One is total laissez-faire. The government stays out of everything in the marketplace, basically. And then the other side of that is, basically government control. I guess you could call it socialism. And then there's something in the middle. And isn't that what most presidents do these days?
It is, except the middle has become increasingly interventionist with
yeah.
the federal government, because over time, there have been more rules and regulations that have come into effect,
yep.
so that really a lot of small businessmen and others are simply paper pushers for much of their day.
Sometimes,
and,
yep.
and a lot of people who are small businessmen, or really you could put in a lot of other jobs, they want the freedom to be able
right.
to interact with people, buy, sell, compete with the best product with the most competitive price. They don't want to be filling out forms every hour.
Right. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with Bert Folsom, about how President Obama compares to Roosevelt, but also how he compared to other Democrat presidents, Carter and Clinton, for example. When we come back after these messages, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bert Folsom is our guest. His new book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, and it's very important.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.